Hello everyone and welcome back to TBO, but as TB Solo, or Totally Broken Opinion Solo Opinion, because Dan's away on holiday this week and I have seen a movie, so I thought I'd just review that whilst everything else is happening in the world. So, the movie that we're going to be reviewing today, or discussing today, is The Fall Guy, the latest Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt movie. Produced and directed by David Leitch, who's done other films such as Atomic Blonde, Bullet Train, the Hobbs and Shaw movie, Deadpool 2, and he's been a stunt guy for years, and he started directing recently. I've enjoyed all of his films. I don't think there's a film that I haven't liked of this guy's. And I've been recently discovering how much Ryan Gosling is a good actor, because I don't know why, but I'd never really watched anything Ryan Gosling was in, and then recently, like a couple years ago, I just started watching Ryan Gosling movies because he started just doing stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, fuck no, he's a really good actor. Don't know why. I like Emily Blunt as well. Aaron Taylor Johnson, who's also in this, who plays the main actor in the movie, main actor quotation marks, because the whole premise of this movie is that Ryan Gosling is a stunt guy who's dating Emily Blunt's character, and then they break up for reasons that happened in the movie. By the way, this is a full spoiler review, so just before anyone forgets, now, basically, I will start discussing plot points. So basically, they're doing a movie in the beginning, and Emily Blunt is like a video camera woman, and so Ryan Gosling does a stunt, and it goes wrong, and he gets injured, and then they've broken up at this point because Colt is a man and has reclused into a like sad guy who does valet and does whatnot. And then through the course of the film, he gets sent to Sydney because he thinks Emily Blunt's character wants him because she's now a director. And she's working on a movie called Metal Storm, which is a Dune-type movie, where it's just a big sci-fi epic, but this is her first movie, and it basically just shows that it's a complete mess, and she needs someone to do some stunt, but she doesn't know that it's him, because whatever. And yeah, that's basically the plot, and then Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character goes missing, and Ryan Gosling is put on the task of the movie will fail without him, and in order to save his relationship with Emily Blunt, they must go and find Aaron Taylor Johnson's character, because he was his ex stunt guy, and he knows him better than anyone, I guess. It's a thin thread, but it's enough to get the movie going, and I liked the movie. And so, yeah, what did I like about this movie? I think the chemistry between Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt is very well done. You do believe that they are a couple, they could be a couple. I don't know why, but it's so weird to hear Emily Blunt's voice in this movie. It's very distracting. I don't know if it's because her accent is just so different from everyone else's. I don't know if that's just her regular voice either, because I cannot remember the last time I watched an Emily Blunt film, and she's putting on such a strong accent, if anything. But it's not a bad thing. I was just very taken aback every time I heard her talk, because she's very, I think, posh. And everyone else is just, like, so, like, nuanced, whereas she, I don't know if it's just her, but it's not a bad thing. Like, I don't have any problem with it. It was just, I don't remember the last time I heard Emily Blunt's voice, and if she's putting on an accent, then that's fine. It's just a very distracting one. If that's her regular voice, that's even more fine. But yeah. The action, because this is a movie about stunt people directed by a stunt guy, I found not bad. Like, I don't want to say bad. I found it, I think I had higher expectations of what the action in this movie would be, because I thought, because it was a stunt person, they were going to do absolutely insane stunts, to, like, show off, like, Hollywood can do all of this crazy shit, and stunt people are, like, really important, which they are. So I was expecting, like, massive, like, crazy set, like, things, because I think the two main ones that happen are, there's a car chase at the beginning, which is part of the film that they're making, where Ryan Gosling's character, after his crash, has come back to the set, and he needs to do a car flip, where you drive, push a button, it blows up, like, blows air, compressed air, I think, down, and then flips the car. And I think they broke the record for how many rolls that they did. I think it's 8, and Casino Royale was 7 or something like that. Consecutive flips. And so, very impressive. But I was just like, oh, okay. Because I think when you think stunts, you think Tom Cruise level of stuff. They do mention Tom Cruise in this. They're like, oh, yeah. But I think the level of stunt I was expecting was, like, crazy over the top. Whereas this is, because the whole point of the movie is stuntmen and stuff like that, they're showing off what the actual technical craftsmanship behind stunts is. So to do that stunt is very technically, like, thing, but, like, cinematically it also looks cool, but it's not what I think most people would expect to be the most insane stunt that they could see, like Tom Cruise hanging off the side of a plane. I think people just think that the car is CGI when it rolls, which is a shame, because I do think that they did a very good job with that. I just think people might miss that subtlety. I don't know. I don't know. The other one was the chase through Sydney, set to Emily Blunt singing karaoke, which was such a interesting thing. And then, yeah, I think that one is cool. I think the issue, again, I think, is most people think it's CGI, or, like, not, like, on, like, because I think they did literally drag Ryan Gosling and a stunt person, I imagine, as well, across the Sydney Bridge, or one of the bridges in Sydney. And he was hanging, but he was all cable tied in, and then they removed the cable ties and stuff, like, in post-production. And I did enjoy that chase. It got a little goofy, but, like, I'm not expecting this movie to have 100% realism. yeah, I think that was a good action chase scene. And yeah, what else happened that I can talk about? I think this film was quite funny as well. Like, Ryan Gosling has very good comedic timing. Emily Blunt also has good timing. Winston Duke as well, very funny character. They Ryan Gosling and him have, like, an running thing where Winston Duke's character will quote a movie and Ryan Gosling has to guess that movie, and it's not, like, stated why they're doing it, it's just something that they do. There's a whole scene where Ryan Gosling is sneaking back onto the set to see Emily Blunt after being supposedly killed in a explosion, and he's wearing an alien costume, and Emily Blunt beats the shit out of him in it, and it's just funny. There's loads of other little jokes as well. I won't ruin all of them. I think they're worth seeing. There's a bit where he goes to a nightclub as well, and that's another action scene. I think that's the most disappointing one. Not because of that it's not a good scene. It's just that they put... Because Ryan Gosling's character, Colt, has taken drugs. Because, that's the thing. There was an on-running gag, basically, that he can't get coffee. Because he's basically flown to Australia and he's got jet lag and he can't... Like, the coffee machine in Emily Blunt's trailer is broken. The coffee assistant person never brings him his coffee. He goes to the actor's thing, tries to make a coffee and then gets attacked by the crazy girlfriend because she thinks he's breaking in to do stuff. And then he gets a drink and then it's laced with drugs. And then there's a joke where basically a unicorn is the guy goes, Ryan Gosling asks, when are these drugs going to wear off? And then when you stop seeing the unicorn. And then throughout just the movie, for however long, there's just a unicorn in the background in a couple of scenes. And you're like, oh, so he's still high as fuck then. Which is good. I think it was well done. What else happens? Oh, the big twist, which I don't think is that big if you've seen any movie ever, is that is basically they find out what happened to Tom, which is Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character, as they find his phone and they find, like, they have to go to his apartment because he has a bunch of sticky notes and stuff like that all throughout his, like, he's just, everything he thinks is just written on a sticky note. So they have to go back to his apartment and find his password because he will have written it down on a post-it note. And so they go back and they find out and they open the phone and they find the video, and it's he accidentally killed his stunt man, his new stunt man, because he got angry because he's always been jealous of Colt because he thought that Colt was basically always stealing the limelight because he was a better person than him, I guess. And so when the other guy accidentally, like, kind of just goes, you do your own stunts, basically, he does, like, a fight and then accidentally throws him into a wall and kills, like, snaps his neck, basically. And then they plan to, the producer, Gail, who got Colt over here, turns out she basically set it up so that they'd frame Ryan Gosling using AI deepfakes. Because there's a bit where he goes and gets his face scanned for the movie, and then they'll deep fake Ryan Gosling's face onto Aaron Taylor Johnson's face so that it looks like Ryan Gosling basically killed the stunt guy, and then post it instead because they don't care because he's just a stunt guy and they need to, they want to keep being successful. And no one cares about stunt guys, which I thought was good. And then, so yeah, I like the fact that they, like, point out the dangers of, like, AI in Hollywood movies and stuff like that. Not that you're ever gonna have you might have a Hollywood movie person, like, use that data and deep fake a celebrity to doing some dodgy stuff if they piss them off on set or something. You never know. But I do like the fact that this movie does point out how bad it is for actors and stuff like that. I don't know if they're saying that it's a good thing, necessarily. Like, I wonder how much... because I guarantee there's already been CGI face replacements for years. It's just that this now it's getting better and better. And a lot of the time... there isn't any sort of, like, compensation. They do also make the point that stunt people don't have an Oscar category, which you'd think would be a good category to have because, like, the stunt people do a lot of stuff. Like, even if you just did stunt team, you don't have to give it to an individual person, just because there will be a stunt team on, like, sets. If you want to give it to an individual person, then you can, but I think stunt teams would be good because, like, the stunt coordinators and stuff like that, because it's then a collective. You can give it to one person, but it's a collective team of the stunt people, and then those people can feel good. Because what's the point of not having a category? Let people feel wanted. Not wanted, validated. I mean, let people feel wanted either, but whatever. God damn it. So yeah, and then I think I cannot remember, but I feel like there was a moment in this movie, because there's a chase bit on a boat, because Cole basically finds out, gets captured, and then gets tortured by Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character before escaping, and then there's a boat chase. And I feel like that boat chase is happening, and then suddenly stops, so that Ryan Gosling can call Emily Blunt and then have his emotional moment and then fake his death, basically, before coming back in the final bit and having that weird alien fight. But yeah. Yeah. I do love the fake movie. That was always a fun bit when they cut to like the movie that they're making, which is Metal Storm, which is just Dune, but like dumber. And you even get like the choir, like a faker choir happening in the background. Like the same sort of like nya sort of thing that they do. And it's like, oh yeah, okay, they're really playing up the Dune, which is funny because Dune Part 2 came out this year as well, and it's just like, oh yeah, I would also watch that Dune movie. I don't know what else there is. Because it's a very straightforward plot. It's basically, guy likes a girl, and that the girl likes the guy, but oh, that was the thing. There's a very cool, well, I don't know if it's cool, but there's a nice shot where they're discussing, like, because Emily Blunt's struggling with a scene, so they're discussing how she would shoot the scene, and during that, she's talking about split screen, like two characters on screen, different places, but then they cut to Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling in two different places. When she says split screen, and then they do basically a whole discussion about their relationship, but it's talking about like how they shoot movies and stuff. I thought that was an interesting way of doing it. I do think the craftsmanship is very well done in this movie. I also like seeing Sydney, because the very few movies are set in Sydney and like Australia. It's always like a Hollywood or America focused area, so you don't see any like interesting landmarks. You've seen them all before. You've seen America's like landmarks and everything, whereas like this had the Sydney Opera House in the background for a lot of it, and I'm just like, that's a really weird looking building. Like, just, I like Australia. And you just get so many people with weird little accents as well. What else? Oh yeah, there's a dog in this movie that just bites people's balls, which I liked a lot. And it's just funny because the command for it is in French, so you just get to hear everyone speaking French to attaquer, or whatever the fuck it is in French, to attack, and then he just bites people's balls, which is funny. So yeah, let's discuss the final final bits of the movie. They have to basically get the, because they basically, the video that they have that proves the guy is the villain, basically. Aaron Taylor-Johnson's the bad guy, and Gale. That gets destroyed in the fight before Ryan Gosling gets captured. And then, so there's no proof that he did it. And the video of Ryan Gosling's character has already been released. So the only way to clear his name is to get them to confess to doing it. And the only way to do that is to get Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character to do one final scene, basically, where he gets into the car, and then Colt, Ryan Gosling's character, will sneak in and do the big jump that they were going to CGI. And then, because he forgets that he's always mic'd up, Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character, they'll force him into making a confession by scaring the shit out of him until he confesses that he killed the guy and it was all set up by someone else and whatnot to clear his name. And then they get that, and then the bad guys get that recording, and then Ryan Gosling does some stuff on a helicopter whilst they're trying to escape, and then gets pushed out after getting it, and lands in a big inflatable thing after falling out of a helicopter, and then they kiss, and then they save the day, and the movie gets made, and instead of Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character, it is Jason Momoa is the main lead now. Which I thought was just like, oh yeah, get that paycheck, Jason Momoa. Why not? And then, yeah. Oh, that was the fucking thing. So there was a really annoying thing that happened at the end of the movie. Because I went to a late night screening, like 8 p.m. and the movie didn't technically start, and it finished at like 10, 11-ish at night. The credits, which are like, you'd want to watch for all the stunt people, and because also they show the behind-the-scenes stuff of them doing the stunts, they cut the credits, because I think the people at the cinema wanted to go home, and they wanted people to leave, so they cut the credits, and apparently there's a mid-credit scene that I haven't seen. Also, I didn't know this was the title and stuff was based on a TV show that happened in the 1980s, like a TV series. So that's fun. Yeah. Other than that, I did enjoy this movie a lot. I don't think it's as good as Bullet Train, which is not a bad thing. I think they're two different movies. I think Bullet Train is more of like a fun mystery that gets unraveled. This is also more of just a romantic film set at the backdrop of like Hollywood and stunts. And I think there's a mystery to it, but the mystery is a lot simpler in this one. Because you can basically piece together that the producer is the bad one. Aaron Taylor-Johnson is jealous of Colt because he always does it. And Ryan Gosling, like, the whole point of it was Ryan Gosling is trying to be as, like, inconspicuous as possible, but because he's so good, the other guy feels jealous. And even that was a nice moment, is even at the end, because Gale, like, threatens to shoot him, and Ryan Gosling... Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character, basically Tom, basically even acknowledges, don't do it, he's still the best goddamn stuntman I've ever had. And Ryan Gosling then drops out the helicopter. It was nice. Yeah, no, I did enjoy this movie. I think if you've got time to go watch it, it's worth a watch. It's not what I was expecting it to be, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think a lot of people might go into this expecting it to be huge, massive stunts all the time, everywhere, like every opportunity to do it. But the stunts are, like, I was a little disappointed. I know they can't do it, but they have a bit where, at the beginning, the stunt that injures Colt is he's falling, basically, on a cable thing, and it's meant to stop him before he hits the ground, and it basically doesn't. And it turns out it was sabotaged by Tom to basically get him out of the way, because he was jealous. But you don't see the impact. I know that it's, I imagine, like, it's. I always thought you would get that moment in the movie where you see the impact or something like that, so you can see, like, the dangers that stunt people would be in. Because you only see the aftermath. It's just, like, him in a stretcher and he's getting wheeled away, and then you see him having his little weird massage therapy thing on the back of him and stuff like that. And he's fucking jacked as well. Like, it's crazy how ripped Ryan Gosling is. But, yeah, I was a little disappointed by that. But other than that, I think this movie was good. I think people might have expectations for the stunts that might not live up to their expectations. But I think the story is good. I think the characters are good. And, yeah, I think overall it was worth a watch. Is there anything else? Nah, I don't think so. I'm sure there is, but I'm sure I won't, like, remember. Anyway, thanks for listening. I think it might be another solo episode next week for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, but I'm not sure. I think that is the plan, but if it changes, I apologize. But you will get a Kingdom of the Planet Apes regardless, even if there might be an extra one. I don't know. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy. Like, comment, subscribe. Write a review. I'm trying to figure out YouTube's new podcast thing because they're cancelling their podcast app and they're all tying it into YouTube. So I'm trying to figure out if I can still get our episodes on there. But who knows? Thanks for sticking with us. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.